Is this Hamdi?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Dr. Scott in 83 Park Terrace West. I'm recording this telephone call. I would like my apartment painted in early mid-November. It has not been painted in 17 years. So I'm giving you notice now, and we can figure out the date that's mutually convenient.
You have to put it in writing, sir.
I'll put it in writing. And I should tell you, too, that the Tenants Association is encouraging everyone who is allowed to have painting to get it done whenever they want, and we will help them with all of the necessary moving of furniture. So you should be aware that your actions are going to now cause you to have a much larger painting bill than you ever had before. So just be aware of that. And if you and Joey want to start treating us fairly and not putting us through great hardship, then you'll find that we'll be much more pleasant tenants. But we're going to use every means at our disposal legally to make sure that you do everything you're required to do by law in this building. Okay?
What is the key?
I'm sorry?
What is the key?
Well, number one, you're decreasing services. You don't give us keys for legal tenants, which makes it which makes hardship. I already sent you a letter, so you know what your son has done to me personally. And that's just, that's not even a full list. So, but the first thing that you could do to make tenants less antagonistic to you, and again, everything that we do will be by the law, but we will use whatever resource we have, including, as you just found out, I'm sure, that you are required now to put lights in the stairwell, which no one ever complained about for 17 years, but you will find that anything like that, we will make you do. So if you want us to back off and to have a pleasant relationship, then give the people who have legal tenants the extra key. We will pay you for it as a deposit. We're not expecting you to take on that expense, but this is just unacceptable that somebody only has one key per apartment when they have a second legal tenant there. What happens if we lose the key? You're going to refuse to give it to us?
How many keys did you get, sir?
I got two.
Okay. Now, when you rented the apartment...
It doesn't matter. You gave me three keys before when I had three people living here, and I made the copies.
Jim, I'm asking you a question now. How many keys did you get?
I had three keys when Joey, your representative, according to the sign on the door, when Joey came here on July 26, we had three keys to give him in exchange, one for each of us. He refused and only gave us two.
Did you get?
I had three keys.
I'm asking you, how many keys did you get?
For the outside door, I had three keys.
How many keys did you get?
Obviously three. You're the only one who could...
How many keys are you asking for?
I'm asking for one-third one. And as I said, I'm happy to pay a deposit.
You just said you have three keys.
I had three keys before you changed the locks on the 26th. Joey only gave me two.
Why did we change the lock?
I don't know why you changed the lock. That's your issue. We never asked.
I see. Because the building starts to turn to a Grand Central Station. People start coming in and out without knowing where they're going and who are they and if they belong.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I do know, and Joey has seen me get mad at people who have tried to get in the building.
So if you don't know, I'm explaining it to you now, that's what the keys were, the locks were changed.
Well, that's fine, but my roommates are entitled to be here. So how does that, why is Joey and you, why are Joey and you refusing to give me a third key?
When you moved in as a single person. You told me that you got yourself a wife, and we give you a key for you, and we give you a key for your wife.
When I moved in on the lease, Stephanie Kahani was on it also. There were two people on the lease.
The original lease?
Yes. But that doesn't matter. The fact is, by law, and you were given a letter by my attorney back in 2009 when you tried to stop me from having a second roommate because she was black, and you, after having eight roommates...
That you're supposed to supply me in order for me to consider that person as a legal tenant. Did you supply me with any information in regard who he or she is?
I gave you as much information as I gave you for all the other eight tenants that you knew about, and your employees knew about, and your super knew about. No different. And on July 26th, I handed your representative a paper signed with the information and a copy of her ID, the new roommate. Joey refused to take it.
The new roommate, so you renting a room? That's what you're telling me?
My roommate is sharing the rent.
So you're renting the room?
I'm not renting the room. She's sharing the rent.
Well, you're renting the room then.
However you want to put it, you put it the way you want it.
You get my permission to rent the room.
I gave you notice. If you have a reason to stop it, you know exactly what the laws are.
When you rent the room, do you know that you're supposed to get my permission? And when you rent the room in your apartment, you're supposed to pay 10% more for the rent. Do you know that?
I don't, that's not in the law as far. You show me the legal statute that says that.
Read the law then.
Now, if you want to take me to court, take me to court on that. But that, yes. I'm not subletting the apartment. She's living with us.
When you rent, first of all, you don't supposed to rent. But when you rent a room, you know that you're supposed to pay 10% more than what you rent.
Send me the law to that effect, and if that's the case, I pay it.
Read it.
Send me the law, and I will pay it. I've looked at the law. I've never read any such thing.
Well, it looks like you're not looking at the law properly.
Okay, well, you send it to me if you want the money. And I'll just pass it on to her. I could care less.
Well, I can care less if you do things the way you're supposed to do.
Well, number one, I do not have to get your permission. All I have to do is give you the name, and then you have 30 days to decide. You don't control my life. You control your apartment, but you don't control my life.
You don't control the rules and regulations and the legality
But you're talking to a doctor. You have to tell me something. Of course I know that. Why don't you tell me something I don't know?
Well, you're talking to somebody who has a 46 or 47 years experience on this. Okay?
So, okay, you're telling me that you're, so for the record, you're telling me you're not going to give me a third key.
Did you hear that saying from me?
Well, I'm asking you now.
Well, my question to you is, did you get the okay when you start to rent the room in your apartment?
I gave Joey the name of the tenant, her ID.
Did you get the okay?
I don't have to get your permission. You just have to come up with reason and stop her. If you don't want her here, you give me reason, and then we go from there. But there's no law saying I have to ask you ahead of time, may I have a roommate by such and such. All I have to do is give you her name. You then have the ability to refuse it with valid reason.
If you want to solve this thing the way it's supposed to be solved, make an appointment with me.
No, I'm not taking extra time. I already gave Joey the information and the ID. He refused it.
Stop by my office.
No. I'm not doing that, Hamdi. That's baloney. I'm not going out of my way to do something that I'm not legally required to do.
I can explain you certain things, and I'm willing to hear you on certain things. That's a good approach by you saying, that I'm going to be interested to pay the numbers for the key, the dollar or the $1 million or the whatever for the key, but you are leaving on the side the
you received notice. It's been since July 27th. That's when the certified letter was mailed. Joey knew it on the 26th. You received it. I got your the receipt of the you got the notice that she's living here.
How many times you rented that?
But it doesn't matter. Who cares? What does it matter? I've not done anything illegal, so...
I care because it's my building.
Well, if I haven't done anything illegal, I don't care. You don't tell me. Your son should not tell me to go back into my apartment. He has no right. He can tell me that, but it doesn't mean he has the right to tell me that.
I care because it's my building, and I want to know who goes in.
And you think that I'm going to have a roommate that I'm going to live with who is... Is in any way problematic?
I don't know, sir.
Well, okay. I'm living with the person, so clearly I'm going to be stricter than you would be, but that's irrelevant. The law is I have to give you the name within 30 days. You can then contest it on three basic types of reasons. If you don't contest it within 30 days, she's legal. You have not contested it within the 30 days. You've had notice of it. You signed for that. So she's legal.
For what? For what I signed?
You signed the letter where I gave you notification of her name and that she's been here.
That she's been there, but did you pay the amount of the rent that you supposed?
You send me the bill and send me the legal statute.
The rent that you're supposed to pay when you rent the room.
You send me the legal statute and we'll talk about it.
All of the apartments, everybody starts to rent a room without landlord's permission.
Look, we already discussed, you got the letter in 2009. You tried to stop my black girlfriend from living here. You got a letter from my lawyer that told you, by federal, state, city law, I'm allowed to have immediate family member, including a spouse, and one non-related member. You don't recall that letter? Because I have a copy of it.
Not allowed to rent the room without my permission.
Well, you have not contested Christina in over 60 days, so therefore I must have your permission.
Oh, that's not so.
Yeah,
that's not so.
Oh, really?
No, it's
where, not. I don't know what state whose laws you're reading, but that's the law of New York State.
What state? You don't know what state, huh?
Okay, look, I'm not going to argue anymore. As I said, I'll send you the notice in writing, but I can tell you right now we're encouraging everyone in the apartment to get what is legally theirs. If they are owed a painting, the day after they're owed it, allowed it, whatever the number of years are, they're going to be asking for it, and we will help them move their furniture, and we will make sure that you paint every apartment as needed, when they want it. Whoever wants it can be done. So if this is the kind of dynamic that you wish, Hamdi, between you and your tenants, good luck, because the painting is not the only thing. Are we done with this? You're not going to give me a third key? That's fine. I take that as a no then. Thank you. Have a good day. I'll send you the painting notice in writing.